This is CliffCentral.com.
So as a Zimbabwean, to me, independence means the chance to make mistakes and learn from them, the chance to learn from the past and move forward, the chance to help one another, the chance to grow, and the chance for a fresh start. In 1980, we were given a fresh start. Yes, things have not been the best, but things are looking up. We've learned from mistakes. We've learned from the past. We've seen the wrong, and now we're making the right. As Zimbabweans, we are growing. Many of us are not in the country anymore. Some of them are still in the country, but we are growing together as a people, and we are looking forward. We are looking to make a change for one another, and that's what being Zimbabwean and what being an independent Zimbabwean means to me. We have our land. We have our people. We have everything back to us. We're not being controlled by anyone. We're making our own destinies, and that's what I think independence is a chance for us to look forward, a chance for us to prosper together, and a chance for us to all grow as fellow Zimbabweans, as brothers and sisters, as children of the land. Everyone who came before us fought for this, and this is what we are. This is our way of giving back to them, to not make their bloodshed go in vain. So that's what independence means to me. It's a chance to go forward, a chance to grow, and a chance to be ourselves, a chance to show our uniqueness to the world and show how we stand out amongst a crowd of people.
So I'm actually going to read this like the news. So here we go. From the 12th of December 1979 to the 17th of April 1980, Zimbabwe, Rhodesia was again the British colony of Southern Rhodesia. And on the 18th of April 1980, Southern Rhodesia became the Independent Republic of Zimbabwe, which is what we are celebrating today. 38 years of independence for Zimbabwe. What a wow. And obviously on the show, we are just basically going to dedicate this entire show today to Zimbabwe and Zimbabweans across the world. And we do have some people voicing out, young Zimbabweans, older Zimbabweans, your kulus, your grannies, your blessers, your blessers, your children. They're all voicing out on what independence means to them, and what they are excited about, and what they're happy about, and what they're not happy about with this independence. So you don't want to miss this show, because you're going to hear a lot of what Zimbabweans think about them having 38 years of independence as a country. And obviously, for many, this is the first independence they're celebrating without Robert Mugabe being a president of Zimbabwe, because last year he was taken off power to the coup, no coup d'etat, whatever you want to call it. And this year, for me, it's a bit weird because this is my first time. I'm actually going to have I actually had a Valentine's. I'm going to have a Christmas. I had Easter. I had the independence. I'm going to have a Christmas without Robert Mugabe as my president, which is really weird. But anyway, later on, we're going to hear from Zimbabweans. And by the way, my name is Gilmore T, the Global Citizen, and you're listening to the Gilmore T Vibe here on Cliff Central. So make sure that you tell all your friends and everybody else to tune in and listen to this show, because this is the only show that gives you 100% Zimbabwean content here on Cliff Central. So if you do have an iPhone or you do have an Android phone, you can download the application on iOS, and you can download it on Android also. It's Cliff Center on all those platforms. And if you just prefer to actually live stream like many people, you can go to www.cliffcentral.com and tune in every Friday at 1 p.m. Central African time to listen to the Gilmore T Vibe. So let's talk Zim. So happy birthday to Zimbabwe. Very exciting times for Zimbabweans, because a lot of Zimbabweans had a lot of things to say on social media platforms, making use of the hashtag Zim38. Others were saying independence ZW. Others were saying Zimbabwe independence. And I'm going to be reading that a little bit later on the show. But before I get excited and before I jump into what people had to say about Zimbabwe and the celebrations of Zimbabwe, these are the things that made headlines in Zimbabwe. And here are the headlines. So on the 17th of April, Lady Zama from South Africa came to Zimbabwe and performed. And this was her first performance in Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. And she had a lot of people turning up and going to attend and watch her perform. And in turn, herself, she delivered an amazing performance. She did not disappoint. She made sure that she delivered. So a lot of people were a bit skeptical after, you know, Zodwa Wantu was banned from Zimbabwe. So obviously, as an artist from South Africa and you're going to Zimbabwe, you're thinking, Zodwa was banned. So how are people going to react to me? How are people going to respond to me? But with Lady Zama, she had a lot of people giving her positive vibes and positive energy. So well done to you, Lady Zama, on your debut performance in Bulawayo. And to my friend who I bumped into at 6 a.m. in the morning, coming from Lady Zama, shame on you. But hey, if you had so much fun, it's fine. We appreciate that. I personally could not go and watch Lady Zama because I had work to do. I had other commitments to do. I have bills to pay, and those bills require me to work. And I know some of us work in different ways, but hey, some of us, we actually have to work to cover our bills. So yeah, that's what happened. And I was just going through the newspapers, and I saw an article in the Chronicle which was headlined, "Government Hospitals Ordered to Recruit Fired Nurses Replacement." So let me just give you a brief history of what happened. So earlier on Tuesday, the Vice President of Zimbabwe, General C. Chiengwa, fired nurses that had gone on strike because these nurses were complaining that their pays were not good enough, they were not getting enough salaries and enough benefits. So they decided to go on strike, and in turn, the Vice President of Zimbabwe fired these nurses that had gone on strike, causing a hoo-ha in the health sector and in the country, to say education and health are the most priority in Zimbabwe. So what then happens if the government is not able to reward the nurses accordingly? And then a general Zimbabwean, an ordinary Zimbabwean, is going to suffer from this, because not every Zimbabwean can afford to go and seek health attention in Singapore or in China, in the USA, in South Africa, or in the United Arab Emirates. A general Zimbabwean can afford to go to a government hospital, and unfortunately, the situation that happened affected government hospitals and provisional medical centers. So I'm going to read an article in the Chronicle that says, "The Minister of Health and Child Care has ordered chief executive officers at government hospitals and provincial medical directors to recruit nurses and replace those that were fired by the Vice President General C. Chiengwa on Tuesday. The nurses were dismissed after they refused to go back to work, even though their employer had acceded to their demands and availed over $17 million. So the ministry advised the hospitals to recruit a maximum of 30 nurses at central hospitals, 20 at provincial hospitals, 15 at district hospitals, and 5 at rural hospitals, and 1 or 2 at rural health centers and clinics. The ministry yesterday gave hospitals the green light to recruit nurses with effects of yesterday. And I mean, like I said, for me, it really leaves me wondering. I mean, when these things happen, and you know, we have ordinary Zimbabweans suffering because they cannot afford to go into these fancy places to seek medical attention. But hey, I hope the government is going to sort it out. And on the 18th, it was Independence Day, and a lot of people were tweeting about independence. But we had celebrations across Zimbabwe, in Masvingo, in Wange, in Harare, in Bulawayo. All over Zimbabwe, there were celebrations that were happening. So according to the Newsday headline, "Masuku collapse at Uhuru celebrations." So Bulawayo Metropolitan Affairs Minister Angelina Masuku yesterday collapsed while reading out President Emmerson Mnangagwa's Independence Day speech at White City Stadium, delaying proceedings for at least 30 minutes as health personnel attended to her. So this was actually on the 18th of April. So before she collapsed, Masuku stammered and kept repeating some sentences over and over. And she even went on to say, "Please, can somebody come and assist me? I am feeling dizzy." So this triggered panic amongst top government officials seated in the VIP tent. And she later continued with her speech after regaining strength. So Provincial Administrator Konzani Ncube told the gathering that Masuku had been advised by her doctor to rest, but she insisted on officiating a at this occasion, which is a very important occasion for Zimbabweans, the 18th of April. So meanwhile, a female police officer and a soldier collapsed while on parade during Uhuru celebrations at Mucheka Stadium in Mashingo. And the embarrassing incident happened as guest of honor, Provincial Affairs Minister Josiah Hunge was delivering the presidential speech. In Wange, the independence celebrations nearly flopped after only a handful of people, mostly civil servants and school children, turned up for the event as residents shared away, saying there was nothing for them to celebrate. So you hear more on what people in Zimbabwe think about these celebrations, especially when it comes to independence, what independence means to them and what they're not excited about. I'm actually also excited to hear what people have to say, and I for one, what does independence mean to me? Independence for me means being able to access certain commodities that I could not access prior to you being independent. So I'm talking about your free education, I'm talking about freedom of speech also, I'm talking about just feeling safe in the country, being able to fully express yourself, being able to gain, to get the basic commodities. That's what freedom, I mean independence means to me in some way, because this is like 38 years later and we need to be having those things, but that's not the situation. And am I happy about where we are as Zimbabwe? No, I'm not happy with the state of the economy, with the state of governance, with the state of our health, with the state of our education, with the state of our food security. I'm not happy with all those things. But hey, who am I? I've got people that are going to voice out on the show. So here is more from ordinary Zimbabweans saying what they think and what independence means to them.
Well, for me, independence is supposed to mean freedom. But that's too scary for us as a society to talk about. So much of the time we keep talking about independence and retelling the stories of our liberation. But because I do not have memories of the liberation, I was born after independence. The memories that I have are the memories of post-independence struggles. And for me, independence and true independence is supposed to be about freedom. But for us to talk about freedom, we then raise the question to say, how free are we? And I then think of the words of Nelson Mandela, where reflecting on the independence of South Africa, he said, the truth is that we are not yet free. We have merely achieved the freedom to be free, the right not to be oppressed. But he goes on to say, for to be free is not merely to cast off one's chains, but to live in a way that respects and enhances the freedom of others. Perhaps these are words that I think we should reflect on as a country to say, if our independence means freedom, then what are the key indicators of freedom? And I think from 1980 to this point in time, when I reflect on my life and the experiences that my generation has lived through, I think it is a period of intense conflict and suffering. Look at the period from 1982 to 1987, just after independence. Our nation plunged into a bloody war, a conflict in which 20,000 people were killed during the Kakura War. Then you go to 1998, when there were the food riots and the military responded ruthlessly, causing so much suffering. And then from 2000, I think to 2008, we had a period in which there was political violence from invasions. About 1.2 million workers were displaced. And as we reflect on these experiences, just before independence, on the eve of independence, the vice president announced that all nurses that were on strike had been fired. So, I mean, when I look at these things, I ask myself, if independence is about freedom, then are we free? But then if we do not have the freedom, it means our independence was barren. It didn't give birth to the freedom that inspired the struggle against the minority rule.
Independence means there's equality of education and health.
We are still not independent from our own problems. As Zimbabweans, I feel we've never been independent. From one problem to another, we've moved from one problem to another. First it was the Kukurawunde, then came the drought in 92, then came the early 2000 Rambatswinas, then came the 2008 era. We really haven't been independent, as we'd like to call it. And you'll find that most of us still don't understand the concept of neocolonialism, whereby our own brothers and sisters are the ones that are oppressing us. Instead of the white man doing it, now we have our own people of the same color coming into our lives and disturbing the peace. So really, for me, independence hasn't come. It's not yet over for us. I believe we still have a long journey. Just like if you want to understand the Zim narrative, then you have to understand the biblical story of the Israelites and the 40 years. Those guys came out from oppression to a deeper kind of suffering. That is what we've had since 1980. We just went into a deeper type of suffering. So to many young people, I know they can relate. We're still not independent, we're still jobless, people are just getting fed willy-nilly, our grandmothers are starving, and you know, people just sing for their supper. It's really embarrassing. So yeah, it's not yet Uhuru right now.
Independence, in my opinion, means the ability to lead our lives the way we see fit, as long as that freedom does not negatively impact on other people, and allowing everyone else to do the same. Independence is embracing our ethnicity, culture, and gender, and being afforded the opportunity to educate and develop ourselves.
From Tatinda Robin Chiva, and what independence means to me is that I can be unapologetic about my ancestry, about my language, about being black. So I've never had to differentiate or to think lesser of myself because I was born in an independent state where it was black majority rule. It was very important for us to be proud of our history, our liberation struggle, and for us to really realize that we still have a long way to go when it comes to independence. So while we have managed to get independent, get majority rule, I think the next phase for us means that we need economic sort of empowerment. We need a way to bring our culture back. So we have our land in Zimbabwe, we have our land, but now we need our culture back. We need to now be independent of the influences of the global world and to really just make our stamp as being Zimbabwean. So it's actually quite a proud moment, and I think we have to start recognizing as a way to actually build more unity amongst the free Zimbabweans. For example, I was at the shops today, then I saw somebody saying, somebody saw my t-shirt saying I love Zimbabwe, and then they said I love Rhodesia, and it was really awkward because I wanted to tell them there's no such thing. It's over. It's done. It's Zimbabwe now. We're here. The house of rock. The house that rocks. Yeah, that's about it.
In the 80s, I was constantly referred to as a born free. And when I asked what a born free was, I was told that a born free was a child such as myself who attended a multiracial school and sat next to a white girl in class and did white girl stuff such as ballet and swimming. I was told how privileged I was to have been born in a time where Zimbabwe was Zimbabwe and no longer Rhodesia, and having been born in a liberated nation, how privileged I was compared to my siblings who were born in the 60s and 70s, who did not have the liberty of choosing the schools that they wanted to attend or doing extracurricular activities that they wanted to, because Zimbabwe was Rhodesia then, and there were a lot of things that they could not have done. So growing up as a child, the 18th of April meant a time to reflect in all things privilege to me. But as an adult, independence has a lot of different meanings to me. Although I don't feel so independent, I'm very hopeful of a better Zimbabwe. A Zimbabwe that is truly independent and not oppressed as we are.
Independent. education, and also have the necessary support system and framework that actually supports young people to actually pursue their dreams. And I think in that regard also, it would also mean that we as young people are given an equal seat at the table with regards to issues of nation building and economic development. Looking at the issue of when young people went to war, the reason why they went to war was because of they wanted to fight issues of inequality, especially young people were the most affected. And so for me, now as we then look at the post-independent era, my key performance indicator for that now would be a platform whereby young people are actually given an opportunity to actually have a voice with regards to issues that then concern them and that contribute to national development.
Independence, man, it's a special day for the nation. It's a special day for the world. It's a special day for the born free. So everyone, man, celebrate our freedom as Zimbabweans, to celebrate our liberation. And yeah, man,
as a proud Zimbabwean, I believe that independence for citizens is whereby these self-governance and sovereignty, redistribution of power without emancipation or oppression of the people who reside in that country. So with this, I can safely trace back to the Zimbabwean history or former Rhodesian history, whereby we had a regime. This regime kind of oppressed people. People weren't free. They didn't have the freedom of expression. People didn't have political freedom, economic freedom, neither the social freedom was provided for them. So with independence coming in 1980, or the 18th of April, it simply means that people were given that power to like rule amongst themselves, that majority power whereby people could contribute in the decision making of the country and everything like that. So I'm happy that yesterday marked the first day of us Zimbabweans celebrating our independence without the 37-year oppression rule of Mugabe. It was like we were living in a monarchy time, the monarchy period, whereby one person could rule continuously without giving the chance of the Zimbabwean citizens to experience the leadership of other people. So yesterday marked that change, and we hope this change will be for the goodness and for the betterment of our own country. That is what I believe independence is all about. As for me, that's how I feel like independence is all about.
Right, so that was some of the people and the voices from the streets of Zimbabwe. And looking at the hashtag Zim38, at Dush Coulthard, he says, Chiyengwa thinks he can run our country like a military state with no constitution, no labor rights, no due process, no rule of law. This is not what we march for. Let's let him know about it. RT to stand on solidarity with our nurses. Hashtag bring back our nurses. Hashtag Zim38. There's another tweet from at 263 chat, which says, after addressing after his address, ED Mnangagwa held a mini but tense meeting with Minister of Health, Minister David Paririnyatwa, and VP Chiyengwa. Yesterday, government announced that it had fired all nurses who were on strike. Hashtag Zim38. And at World Trust Zim, they say one participant feels Zimbabwe was okay until the late 90s when the opposition was formed. Hashtag Zim38. And they tagged a whole lot more of people. And at Malawi Coffee says, 38 years ago, Zimbabwe liberated itself from colonial oppressor and delivered itself into the hands of ZANU-PF oppressor. We are not free. True independence has not yet come. No cash, military rule, unemployment, cholera, nurses fired, and the list goes on. Hashtag Zim38. And at Open Pali ZW says, a day before Independence Day, the government decided to fire all striking nurses in the middle of a cholera outbreak. at Dr. Parerenyatwa needs to step down, hashtag Zim38. What are your thoughts about Zimbabwe turning 38 years in 2018, and what's the state of the nation? I would love to hear from you. Please get a hold of me on all social media platforms. The hashtag is GTWEVibe, but you can also still hashtag Zim38 or IndependenceZW and partake in the conversation that has to go, that's going on rather on social media about Zimbabwe turning 38 and where Zimbabwe stands right now. And here is more from some of our fellow listeners and fellow contributors to the show.
Thinking back, Independence Day, that was the day that everybody, I was raised in the rural areas and would go to the growth point and the chief there would slaughter a beast or two and everybody would have festivities and a big feast, big meals and everything. You know, we never ate predominantly every other day. You know, that was really amazing. And it was a time when we realized that we actually were a happy family as Zimbabweans and free to express ourselves as a people, and the protection of our ethos and our cultures and our way of life. That is where I picked up also my music from, Kairos music. I also believe in the celebration of footprints of those who came before us, and those whose footprints helped shape the future that we live in today. So, and also the expression of, people and what they feel like, and exercising their constitutional rights. And yeah, but I also believe that people don't only need to be free but also independent, and that goes for Africa. I still believe that we're not independent as a nation and also as a continent. Why I say this is because I yearn for a future where Africa controls, you know, the markets, controls the resources, controls our own way of life, and detect how much our resources should be sold for out there, not to get people start price controlling our stuff when they don't even own anything. So I yearn for a future where Africa has young leaders. I yearn for a future where Africa is going places, and where people don't even need to use force to kind of like direct emotion.
As a born free, first of all, you only get to hear stories, you only get to study the history in which our parents led or in which they lived, right? So you hear all the trauma that they went through, not being able to exercise any freedom of speech, any being able to walk wherever they wanted, being able to do whatever they wanted, not being able to have the same opportunities as the white oppressors had by that time. So right now, independence means to me that we are now free. It's free, and free in each respect. I don't even know how to explain this. I mean, it means that I've got freedom of speech. I've got freedom to be wherever I want, whenever I need to be. I've got the same equal opportunity as my other brother or sister. I'm able to vote. And that means a lot, because you get to understand that back then our mothers were not allowed to vote, they were not allowed to work in workplaces where we are working. I mean, fine, we get the sense that in other respects we are not yet equal, it's not yet the same, but we are getting there, and that's what independence means to me. It's a movement of getting everyone having the same amount of opportunities, and
independence generally means freedom, freedom of choice, freedom of speech, being able to do things that you aspire to do. Freedom means being able to dream and possibly achieve those dreams. However, in Zimbabwe at the moment, we have, yes, political freedom, but I think there are a lot of things that we're supposed to be enjoying with our freedom, but we're not enjoying them. As you are aware that economically, I think our economy is not functioning at all. Almost 90 to 95% of our people are jobless. Young people are not able to do the things they want to do. their dreams are limited, and there are a lot of things, and there's a lot of frustration around, and therefore I think it's important that when we're talking about freedom and independence, that we really visit the meaning of those, so that they really apply to a lot of Zimbabweans. There's a lot of things that that we need, and I believe that at the moment we politically we are independent, but we are really not free and independent.
Independence Day to me, besides the literal definition of a self-government over a territory, is being a nation of pride, a nation that is open to creativity, to change, to innovation. Independence Day is definitely one of those days that you should focus on that. It's a day that shouldn't be undermined, which in my opinion it is. It should be the biggest celebration. This should be a day where we are most proud of our country, because this means a new step into, well, nationalism, taking, you know, ownership, being independent. This is literally the day we should be most proud of our country, and it's definitely a day that we should celebrate and encourage other citizens to be creative and proud of their country, and almost glorify, I suppose, anyone representing them, or, you know, waving the flag high wherever they may be, even if it is not in them. You know, this should really be a celebrated day.
When you look at the word independence, it tells you that you are living on your own, or that you have graduated from one facet of your life to the next. And I feel like independence should be talked, when I say I'm an independent person, or I'm an independent candidate, or I'm independent, which means I do things on my own. And when I look at myself, and I look at the rest of the country, and I look at my age, my peers, I'm 30, and I look at my peers and the people that are around me, I don't see that independence. I don't see people being able to live outside themselves, but all of them are dependent on someone, whether if it's not a parent, it must be a relative who's in the US or in the UK, or in the diaspora, who's taking care of them, or that maybe some one or two might be dependent on a sugar mommy. But I think when we talk about independence, we should be talking about an ability to work, to study, and then be able to find work, leave your own parents' house, and be able to do things on your own and jumpstart your life. But I don't see that independence across Zimbabwe and even in our own lives, because we still rely on someone else's. We still rely on someone else. And so for us, for independence to really mean something to us, we have to see it in our lives, reflecting in our lives.
Zimbabwe Independence Day for me signifies economic and social freedom. I'll say for the economic part, like I can get a loan from the bank without a lot of hassles, unlike in the past. I'm not really sure how it was, but I'm sure it wasn't easy. And socially, I can socialize with anyone without anyone staring at me in a weird way. I can go to any place. I can, you know, we can interact with other races, with other tribes, without any segregation or feeling like, you know, I can't fit in or whatever. And I've seen multiracial schools, which were not possible back then, according to history. And yeah, although I feel like, you know, it's free on the surface. It's not exactly very free, because some places, they're not accessible, like they're so expensive, so you're segregated economically. You're just not able to, you you can afford some of the items in certain places. So yeah, there's a bit of segregation economically. There's a big gap actually.
I find independence to be the ability to have choices, the ability to be liberal in my own space. And by my own space, I mean my own country, I mean my own society. Also the ability to relate to other races within my society and to relate to other tribes within my society, in my country, without fear and without prejudice. I also look at independence as a means to an end, as a source of resources, the ability to be in a country where I am exposed to the resources of that country. As a person who has traveled and I've seen that in other nations, my independence is also narrow or limited, in the sense that there are things that I cannot access as a citizen who comes from Zimbabwe. So rather, in foreign land, there are things that I cannot access or have access to. So I would expect independence in my country to mean this is the only place and only country where I can make my choices and I can have access to better service, access to better governance, access to the freedom of speech, the freedom of doing what I want to do and when I want to do it. And also, besides just access, also have assistance from those I put into power in empowering myself and empowering those around me and empowering particularly the youth with whom I work for. So having said that, I would say that then defines if indeed we do have independence.
I acknowledge that 18 April marks a very important day for Zimbabweans. I am very appreciative of the struggle and the work of those who worked and fought to make the day possible. However, it is not that I am not patriotic, but because I did not see this struggle in question, but I have experienced and faced other struggles all my life. For example, poverty, unemployment, unfulfilled promises of social and economic readjustment. I somehow feel like my independence and that of the generation before me are two different things. But I should also point out that this year's independence was not entirely ignored to me, as there was a little bit of hope inside me, considering that there is a new dispensation. Hence, 18 April as Independence Day meant something which it had never meant to me in the past. Independence Day was a day filled with mixed emotions. As much as we were celebrating independence and celebrating and honoring the men and women that fought for us to be free today, it was also a painful day and a painful realization that we gained independence, but currently it's 2018 and we are still not as independent as we were. We are not independent because there's still no jobs. We're not independent because there's still no money. We are not independent because we have so much talent as Zimbabweans. We have so many educated people, and yet we find ourselves with educated people who have no jobs. They do not have platforms to express themselves. And I found myself realizing also that Zimbabwe is a country that currently does not have platforms and systems to be able to put the brilliant minds that we have as a nation. We also currently have the current situation with nurses, and I was just thinking to myself that there are people in hospital that could have just died because there were no nurses during the time when they were needed. And it means that the system in the hospitals is slow. The doctors need nurses, but because the nurses are not there, you know, they most probably have to do everything. And so people are in pain and people are dying in hospitals, very innocent lives. They're dying because there's no conversation right now that we're having. You know, we're not engaging each other. We're not listening to each other. And so when people do not listen to each other, there is a discord in the middle, and that causes a lot of assumption. And so I think for me, really, Independence Day was a day, like I say, a day with mixed emotions, but at the same time, a day when I realized that we still have a long way to go, and we still have lots of things to do as a nation, and we can still do that and become a greater nation in the next 5, in the next 10 years. Something that I actually struggle with when I think about independence and its meaning. But, you know, being a born free, as they call it, having been brought up in post-independence, of course, you know, while there was still kind of, I call them the leftovers of Rhodesia and, you know, being under white minority rule. I mean, most of the stories that, you know, I've heard are from my parents, my grandparents, and they would tell us about what it was like to be told where you can and can't go, where you can and can't eat, where you can and can't learn. You know, that was real. Our parents went through it, and you know, there's still some traces of it, and you know, the privilege that certain groups had over other groups. So it was a real thing, and it's had some serious impacts as well. And so I feel privileged that I've been able to live in a country where my race is not considered secondary, where I can go, you know, I can go to the school that I can afford. And you know, if you work hard enough, hopefully you can be rewarded for it, and I can choose where I want to stay. I mean, it's those little choices that sometimes our parents never had those choices, and so I feel very privileged about that. However, having said that, you know, having been born free and all of that, I thought of our country being in a better economic situation. I mean, the state of our healthcare, the state of our education is still mostly okay, but you know, just, you know, access to those basic things that have become so expensive for people, and we don't have our money, we can't access our cash, you know. So I feel a little let down by post-independence in Zimbabwe, and where are we going to, and what is our government doing for us, especially as young people, you know. But of course, things have been taking an interesting path from 21 November up to date, and we have elections coming up soon. And so I feel like, you know, for Zim, if there's any time, the time is now. And we as young Zimbabweans, we want opportunities, we want our cash, we want a thriving economy. And so for me, I feel cautious. I feel like I'm just watching, but also I think it's important for us to play an active role as young Zimbabweans, because the decisions that are made now will impact us the most. And so, yeah, I feel very mixed about it. But, you know, part of me is hopeful. Part of me is still very cautious and kind of just, you know, observing the whole situation. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting. And, yeah, it's interesting. 38 years, yes, so another 38 years. And hopefully the next chapter is brighter.
I think independence means a number of things. Of course, it means independence from minority rule, but to me it also signifies freedom in other areas of people's lives. We're not totally free if people's aspirations aren't fulfilled. I believe that everyone has a right to adequate housing, employment, healthcare, and education, and of course, access to our own money. Independence is also about being able to be accepted for who you are, whether male or female, black, white, gay or straight. And being a publisher, I also believe that freedom of expression is vital in any society. There have been encouraging noises from the new dispensation, but we now need these translated into tangible results. It's good to celebrate Independence Day in Zimbabwe and remember those who suffered bringing independence, but it also should be a time of reflection, to look back at what has been achieved, but more importantly, look at what is still left to be done.
I don't even know how to define independence anymore, because even if I look at the definition in the dictionary and what's in my head, it's nothing that's happening on the ground. Because it's more of a suggestion with no promise attached to it at the end, like, would you like a proper working healthcare system? Would you like good conditioned roads? And then you'd be like, yeah, I'd appreciate that. Then they'd be like, cool. And after some time you check, then there's no progress. Like, yo guys, what's up? And they're like, no, we just asked if you'd like it. We didn't say Luti, you know, we're going to work on it, but cool story, bro. So yeah, it's a very tricky question. You know, it's tricky because whatever is in the dictionary and what's on the ground, or Hambelani Veli. So,
I am 33 years old and I have been Zimbabwean all my life for as long as I can remember. And Independence Day is something that I've always associated with excitement, actually. The celebrations, the new songs that were always composed, you know. I remember when Zimbabwe was 21, there was a lovely song, Zimbabwe at 21. And then after that, I don't remember what happened. Life stopped happening. Independence Day for me now is just an excuse for me to have a day off from work. There's nothing independent about it. There's no excitement. I'm not excited to. I used to enjoy watching those Victoria Falls videos and what we had in Zimbabwe, those elephants, you know, from the national parks. They'll do a video, you know, from helicopter, and it would look so beautiful. So right now for me, independence is just a name. It is just a name that we have for a free day off work. It has stopped meaning anything. I am a very dissatisfied citizen. And for a while, I thought I would vote, you know. I was like, yay, now we're going to vote. But I've just realized we're still stuck in the same place. And I don't think I'm going to vote, regardless of the excitement I had for registration. So that's exactly how I feel about Zimbabwe right now and independence. It has no meaning, unfortunately. I'm just happy to come home and rest, but I don't see how Zimbabwe has done anything for me. I just feel like it's stolen so much, and I can't even complain because no one is listening. So I'm just here doing me, you know, whatever, independence.
As a Zimbabwean of some sort, due to the fact that I'm Zimbabwean but I'm living in a different country, Independence Day still means quite a lot to me. One, for instance, even in the host country that I'm actually staying, all Zimbabweans actually get together the weekend of the Independence Day, and we actually have a bring and share set up where everybody gets to celebrate. So it's quite important, not only for me, but you can actually tell that for a whole host of other people living in different countries. Why I would say Zimbabwean independence is important to me, I am what they call a born free, those born after independence. So I feel post-colonial Zimbabwe has made me into who I am, in terms of my thought process, in terms of the way that I work, in terms of my ambition, in terms of what I've actually accomplished in my life. Because if it wasn't for this Zimbabwe, this independent Zimbabwe, I wouldn't be where I am. I wouldn't have this mindset. I wouldn't have had access to education. I wouldn't have had access to a country where you can walk around without your ID, without people harassing you, without people, you know, asking you a whole lot of questions. So I to some extent, I'm pretty grateful for Independence Zimbabwe. So Independence Day is very dear and very close to my heart. Although there's been a lot of challenges that we've faced, hence that have led us not to be Zimbabweans and be in Zimbabwe. But I feel we cannot take for granted what Zimbabwe has indirectly or directly done and led to who we are as a generation.
Hey man, this really makes me sad because a lot of people are speaking about what Zimbabwe could be, what independence could be, or what it means, but what it's actually not. And some are also just remembering when they were growing up on how, you know, they used to celebrate independence, and it's something that they don't acknowledge anymore. And for me, the question is then, what is it that we are not doing as a people, as the government of Zimbabwe? What is it that you have failed the people? Because the people seem not to be commemorating this Independence Day. I mean, 38 years of independence, and there's lives that were lost when we're fighting for Zimbabwe. And do we think the people that fought for Zimbabwe and passed on are proud of where we are as a country and where we are headed right now? So what can we do to make this place a better place? What can young people in Zimbabwe do to make Zimbabwe a better place? And the old people in places, what can they do besides obviously stepping down? Because we kind of have leaders that are like 60 going upwards, hoping that even with the current elections that are coming up, we're hoping for more younger candidates to come through, and for young people to also just vouch for them and vote for them, because we need new blood in our system. We need new ideas. We need youth to take control of the country in Zimbabwe. So the question then is to the government, what is it that you can do to make people be proud of being Zimbabwean and feel proud of the 38 years that we have of independence? And what can we as citizens do to make sure that Zimbabwe becomes the place that we desire for it to be, or to become a better place? When I was going through Twitter this other time, I saw a tweet from Shingi Munyeza. Actually, he was on the show talking about entrepreneurship some time back, and this is what he said. So he says, the independence I want, number one, where our constitution is adhered by everybody, and number two, where primary health care is guaranteed, number three, where there is equal opportunities for all, number four, where everyone takes a break because they have jobs, and number five, where our nation would unite us. And he says, hashtag bring back our nurses, that were just recently fired by the vice president before Independence Day, the 18th of April. He fired them on the 17th of April. And I'm going to read some tweets on the hashtag Zim38 at Mtungwa. Kumalo, he says, the truth is Ndebele will never be respected in Zimbabwe unless they take up respect in what is theirs themselves. Hashtag Zim38. And then at Bezus 261092 says, am I the only one that missed the whole hashtag Zim38 thing because I was too busy thinking about ways to get clean water out of the taps? This is very sad. And someone else went on to say, a good reality check on Emmerson Mnangagwa calls to Zimbabwe's diasporans to come home. There is no such thing as a free recovery. This is by at Ricky Marina. And a lot of more tweets are coming up, and someone is saying, each individual helps make up the sum. Don't grow weary in giving of your best. Pamwete, we bring our pixels together to give color to the nation we desire. Hashtag Zimbabwe bad. Hashtag Hungwe. Hashtag great Zimbabwe. So Zimbabweans, the challenge is, what can we do to make Zimbabwe a better place? Will the elections actually bring any change to the country, and would it will the elections help us build a nation that we are proud of? And if so, what are we doing to make sure that we vote for the right candidates to be in power? And young people, I think we just need young blood within the Zimbabwean system, within the government. I mean, we can't have 60-year-olds, 70-year-olds people deciding for us on things that have to do with us as young people. Young people need to get into power, and young people need to be given the opportunity to create a Zimbabwe that they are proud of. You know what? We're running out of time, and thank you so much to everybody who contributed. Let me just try to mention everybody who contributed. So a huge shout out to Kamai, to Shanice, to Keith, to Sherlock, Robin, Tatenda, Jane Morris, Mugo, Faith, Roger, Daluhitha, Tino, Rayo, Willis, Watafi, Zanele, Raised on by Zabepe, Ruzivo, Kelvin, Lois, Nkuta, Tenda, Noma, Amira. Guys, thank you so much for contributing to this edition where we're celebrating Zimbabwe at 38. So let me know your thoughts on all social media platforms. The hashtag that I use for the show is GTEEVibe, and you can tweet me at GilmoreTEE and also at clickcentral.com. We'd love to hear from you. But for now, until next week, same time, same place, Friday, 1 p.m. Central African Time on www.cliffcentral.com. This is the place you should be to get all news on Zimbabwe and all content on Zimbabwe. We hope for a better Zimbabwe and a happy independence to Zimbabwe, hoping that things will become better in the future. Until then, the name is Gilmore T, the Global Citizen. God bless and enjoy the rest of your weekend. And remember, party well and be protected all the time if you're going to indulge with anybody else. Cheers.
The Zimbabwean Independence 2018 edition. I want to laugh, I want to cry, I want to smile. I have so many emotions, but all those emotions are not pointing towards celebration. I do not want to take anything away from the gallant sons and daughters of Zimbabwe who went to fight for this nation and brought us our liberation. I salute you, sirs and madams. But I want to come back to today. What are we facing today? How can I celebrate when I have to go to a bank and queue and not even get anything out, not even coins? The day I will celebrate is the day when all normal transactions will resume in the banks in Zimbabwe. How can I celebrate when my fellow brothers and sisters are leaving university and do not have anywhere to go? Graduates start selling fruits and vegetables on the streets. I will celebrate when the job market is fair and they can get paid fair remuneration that will make them in a good living. Why should I celebrate when the roads are all potholed or are all, they used to be tarred roads with potholes, now they are potholes with a bit of tar. I will celebrate when I can walk in any city, town or highway in Zimbabwe and know that the roads are safe. How can I celebrate when, for example, the city of Harare is constantly pumping dirty water into our homes? I will celebrate the day that having clean water, clean and safe water, is not a luxury anymore, but is a prerequisite in this nation. How can I celebrate when laws are passed and things are done, decrees are made that affect the populace of Zimbabwe? I mean, nurses are fired and our hospitals are already suffering. Really? I will celebrate the day that dignity is restored to this nation, the day that dignity is restored to our health sector, the day that dignity is restored to our public service sector. I will celebrate then. I don't know.
This is CliffCentral.com.